Chapter 5. Gerda and the Raven. Many hours passed. Gerda ran and ran. She ran until she was too tired to run any more. Then she sat down to rest. A big black raven flew down from a tree. He landed on the snowy ground next to the little girl.
"What is your name?"
he asked. "My name is Gerda," she replied.
"Where are you going?"
said the raven.
"Why are you all alone? Why haven't you got any shoes?"
"I'm looking for my friend Kay," Gerda said. "He went away with a woman on a big white sledge. I want him to come home."
"Did you say his name is Kay?" said the raven.
"It is," said Gerda. "Have you seen him?"
"Yes,"
the raven replied.
"There is a big palace near here. A beautiful princess lives in the palace. She is looking for a husband. Lots of young men visit the princess. They all want to marry her."
"But Kay is only a boy," cried Gerda.
"Kay went to the palace. He talked to the princess," said the raven.
"Will you take me to the palace?" said Gerda. "Kay may still be there."
The raven thought for a moment. Then he said,
"I will go and ask my wife. She will know what to do."
So Gerda sat and waited for the raven. It was snowing now, and her bare feet were very cold. Soon it was dark. At last the raven flew back to her.
"Did you see your wife?" asked Gerda.
"Yes," said the raven. "She gave me a piece of bread for you."
The raven pulled a large piece of bread from under his wing and gave it to her.
"Thank you," said Gerda. "Your wife is very kind."
Gerda was very hungry, and she quickly ate the bread.
"Now will you take me to the palace?" she asked the raven.
"The servants will think you are very strange," the raven replied. "You are just a little girl. You are alone and you haven't got any shoes. They won't let you come in."
"Then what can I do?" said Gerda. "I must find Kay."
"My wife knows a secret staircase at the back of the palace," said the raven. "I will take you to it."
"Thank you," said Gerda.
So Gerda and the raven set off across the snow. The raven took Gerda to the back door of the palace. Gerda opened it and they went in. It was dark inside, but a candle was burning. Gerda could see the secret staircase. She walked up the stairs and thought about Kay. She remembered his golden hair and his bright blue eyes. "When will I see Kay again?" she said to the raven. "Will I find him here in the palace?"
"You are a good girl," said the raven. "And you love your friend very much. Don't worry. Everything will be all right."